you know, aluminum doesn't rust, and it's just going to last a really long time. And it will, if properly maintained and taken care of. Welcome to the Double D Trailers podcast. Just want to give a shout out to our listeners. Thanks for taking the time to hop on. And if you have some questions or topics that you would like for us to address on one of our podcasts, we'd love to hear from you. So feel free to reach out. Today, the subject that we are discussing pertains to aluminum-built horse trailers. So lots of choices in the market on aluminum, and just something that we've had a lot of interest and questions on from our listeners. So thanks for sending those in. The first question pertains to strength and durability. And I guess before I jump into strength and durability related to a horse trailer, just a quick background on some properties of aluminum itself. I've actually built all aluminum trailers in the past. We don't do that anymore. But what I learned was, you know, the material starts out in a round circle. It's called a billet. It's about the diameter of a light pole and the length of a light pole. And they lay this thing down on a conveyor system and shove it through an extruder with really high heat. It melts it and goes through a die. And then on the opposite side, it comes out in whatever shape that the die was in, almost like Play-Doh. If you've ever had a Play-Doh kit as a kid, or maybe you have one now as an adult, I don't know. But anyway, it comes out like Play-Doh. So it does require a lot of different shapes in order for everything to fit together. Whereas with steel, you're working with a piece of square tubing, rectangular tubing, or an angle. And that's pretty much, you know, all it would be with the steel trailer. So once we sort of collected all of those shapes and got everything, and regarding horse trailers, each manufacturer, they typically have their own proprietary shapes. So some may advertise the thickness of a wall as, you know, one advantage, and some may advertise something else. So they own different dies to produce those different shapes and are used specifically for their brand. From the strength perspective, you know, what we learned was that what we could do with a thin piece of tubing in steel, it took a much thicker piece of aluminum to achieve the same strength or similar. You can imagine, you know, a soda can, you could just crumble that up with your hand. It's very malleable. So in order to get aluminum thick enough to where it's strong enough, it just requires a lot more thickness. So we end up adding a lot of the weight back. And I think a misconception on the market is that, you know, aluminum trailers are so lightweight, and that's really not the case. And a well-built aluminum trailer compared to some of the hybrid built models out there today, there's going to be very little difference between the two. So from the strength perspective, it required, you know, a thicker piece of material. And once you make something thick like that, the malleability is gone and you're not able to bend it. It's actually fairly stiff. A piece of steel, you could bend before it breaks. A piece of aluminum, you don't do a whole lot of bending with it, and then it'll just snap all of a sudden. So you really don't get a warning that you're about to experience a failure. So those are sort of just a quick background on strength and how it pertains. Now, what does that matter for your horse trailer? Is your horse trailer going to fall apart because it's built out of aluminum? Absolutely not. But what we've seen over the years, particularly in high stress situations where a horse spooks, or they get a leg over, or you're rear-ended, or even, you know, horrific accidents, we've seen the material itself rip and tear and splinter. So it doesn't do it. It's not very forgiving, doesn't do a lot of bending and such. And in some cases, you can go online and Google some images. Some of the trailers, they look like that they actually exploded, like a bomb went off inside. So from the strength perspective, I think in the high stress situations, it doesn't perform as well as some of the other materials possibly can. So that's my 2 cents worth on that. As far as durability, it's a durable material. Not much of an issue there, so you don't have to worry about the red rust or the nasty rust, but we will talk about corrosion in just a moment. Moving on down, the next question that we had come in was regarding safety concerns. And again, you know, that would pertain to in a high stress situation where a horse gets underneath a divider, gets a leg across, or you have a collision and the pressure of the horse really slams against the divider. If that divider breaks, then it's not going to bend. It's going to tear and rip and splinter. And so the likelihood of a positive outcome would be much less in that situation versus if it were just a steel divider. From a heat conductivity standpoint, one of the things I noticed when we started working with aluminum, one of my guys, they welded together a sample piece of something, and I don't know, it was a couple feet in length, and they handed it to me. And when they did, I noticed the end of it was very hot. The heat had traveled through the tubing pretty quickly. And I was like, ouch, you know, I didn't expect that, because in a piece of steel, it wouldn't travel that much. And where it became an issue was particularly in the floor, as well as the roof. Mill finish aluminum, rather, is sort of the natural color, the shiny stuff. You guys have seen that. And it's aluminum is a great conductor of heat. That's why it's used in cookware, pots, pans, solar panels. And when we take that piece of mill finish aluminum and we stretch it over the roof of a trailer, we actually put a thermometer on it. And I don't remember the number, but it got hot enough. It got so hot, you could not place your hand on it. And you could fry an egg on top of it. I think it was like 145 or 48 degrees in direct sunlight. So if you are looking to purchase some type of aluminum trailer that has that mill finish roof, just make sure that you insulate your horse area in the roof to kind of deflect some of that heat. Same thing in the floor. I found out that, you know, in the testing that we did and riding in a trailer with like a wood floor or some other type of material out there versus the aluminum appeared to transfer more heat, more noise, and more vibration back to the horse's feet and legs. So again, if you are working with an aluminum trailer, just make sure that you have, you know, some nice matting in there to absorb more of that vibration back to the horse's legs there. And there are some solutions. I've seen, I think, a product that is an actual insulation foam that you can put underneath the mat that would really soften a floor up. So there are some solutions in that respect. The next question comes down to corrosion. And, you know, a lot of folks think, and I'd probably have the same mentality, that, you know, aluminum doesn't rust and it's just going to last a really long time. And it will if properly maintained and taken care of. I'll give you an example. Years ago, I traded for a trailer sight unseen, other than the photos that the customer sent to us. I think it was out of Georgia. We're in North Carolina. We delivered the new trailer, picked up the used, brought it in. And I think the used one was maybe around 7 or 8 years old. It wasn't very old. And I went out with the video camera and we were going to video it and put it on our website for sale. And I pulled the mat back and I could see the ground through the aluminum trailer floor. I think we still have pictures of that on our website. And the customer, obviously, I don't know that she had ever pulled the mats out of it and washed the floor, but over time it had oxidized because of the, you know, feces from the horse, or the horse urine, urea, all the chemicals that negatively reacted with that and basically just ate a hole in it. So I remember it. It was a heck of an issue to try to repair that thing and quite costly. So if you own an aluminum trailer, please make sure that you pull the mats out, hose the thing, let it dry, pull those mats back in. So just keep your floor maintained. If you're looking to purchase one, same thing, pull those mats back and inspect the floor and make sure that there is not any corrosion on that. Speaking of repairs, you know, one of the challenges that I noticed in doing that, remember when we started the conversation, I mentioned that each manufacturer has specific shapes that they use. So if you've purchased a, you know, a brand A, you almost have to go back to a brand A dealer or manufacturer to have something structural repaired, because otherwise it's not a common part where you could just go to a metal supply store and, you know, pick up a piece of this or a piece of that. So there are some repair challenges associated with it, just in getting the correct types of shapes to go back in place of whatever, wherever the failure was. And it does take someone that's specialized in aluminum that knows how to work with it and do those repairs, but not impossible. Trailers are wrecked every day and damaged and getting repaired all over the United States. So there's certainly availability to do that, but it definitely is more challenging. Horse trailers are a long-term investment and they're very expensive. I think most folks, you know, they'll probably last 15, 20 years. The majority of trailers out there today, heck, we have some that we built, I think in 1998, they're going on 25 years old now in a steel frame, and they still look pretty decent, the ones that have been maintained. So I wouldn't be surprised on some that you may even get, you know, 30 plus years out of it. The point being, do your research, regardless of what you purchase. If it's an aluminum trailer, you know, make sure that the roof is insulated for sure. If there's a different type of material available for the floor, maybe rubber or something like that. I know some manufacturers actually do a wood floor, which I'm fine with. You could go that route. And look at hybrid built trailers. There's some materials that are available that sort of give the best of both worlds when it comes to the strength of steel, the lightweight, or perhaps longevity of aluminum and the non-rusting factor. So lots to consider, lots to choose from. If you have additional questions, feel free to reach out. Again, we'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening.